Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I want to visit about some things I learned. And, you know, I've been around for a long time. I've given a lot of advice to people, I've received lots of education. But I guess it proves that you need to keep an open mind, and no matter how old you get, you still can learn something new. Well, what's all that about? It's about how long do cleaning products typically last? I had no idea that that large bottle of detergent I bought that'll last for a long, long time is going to clean my clothes less effectively than it did when it was new. So, you know, we know when we take a look at the best used by date on food that that's a guideline that we probably better be using it pretty soon. And on some of our cleaning products, there's that same kind of notation. So if you haven't done that in the past, you may want to do that the next time you pick up a bottle of dish detergent or clothes detergent or hand sanitizer, disinfecting sprays, other cleaning products. So take a look at the printed information on the bottle or container and see if it gives you a best if used by date. But here are some potential lengths of time that some of those things might use. Bleach, this would be like chlorine bleach or other kinds of bleach, once opened, has surprisingly short shelf life and starts to become less effective after 6 months. Well, part of the reason is that as chlorine is exposed to air, to oxygen, that makes it less effective. And so you've taken the lid off, and after so many times taking the lid off, well, it's going to be less effective. So for bleach, once opened, about 6 months. So the best if used by date could vary if you haven't, you know, if it gives you a date but you haven't ever opened it, well, then you've got a little more time. What about multi-surface cleaning sprays? Most of those will last for about 2 years. Dish detergent, about 1 year to 18 months. For some folks who use their dishwasher every day or maybe a couple times a day and they buy those big containers of dish detergent, no problem. But if you're a person who, you know, maybe you're by yourself or there's just two of you, and you don't use the dishwasher every day, well, maybe those great big containers of pods or liquid are not the best buy. Laundry detergent, a little less than the dish detergent. It lasts for 6 months to 1 year after opening. Okay, when it says it lasts, does that mean it absolutely doesn't do any cleaning after that time? No, it probably will still do some of the work, but not as effective. So again, think about whether, like me, I'm buying that big container, and I think it probably lasts at least a year, especially when I use two kinds of detergent. Disinfecting sprays, about 2 years after the manufacture date. And hand sanitizer, well, check for the expiration date, as we mentioned, but most last for 2 to 3 years. So that's really good news for us, and for lots of us, we're using up those containers of hand sanitizer much faster than we did in the past. So does it matter? Is it really bad if you don't use up that material within the expired time? Well, as I said, the expired surface cleaning sprays and dishwashing liquids won't damage the surfaces where you're going to use them. They're just going to be less effective. So in that case, one option is to use a little more of the product and maybe get the same results. However, when it comes to disinfectants and hand sanitizers, it needs to be within that shelf life to have the desired effect. So that's particularly important as we fight coronavirus right now. Be sure to double check the expiration dates on disinfectants and hand sanitizer and replace them as needed. And again, given the time frame that we're operating under now, there's probably no shelf anywhere in any kind of store that has an out-of-date hand sanitizer. So do you want to dispose of some of those expired cleaning products? You say, you know, I'm not going to use this for another 6 months. Maybe it's a specialized cleaner and just not planning to use it. So what do you do with it? Well, it's a good idea to call our landfill and deposit it there. Some, you might take a look at the instructions to see if there are any instructions on how to dispose of it, because there's possibly the opportunity to put a small amount diluted with water down your drain. But that's not probably the best idea for most of them. So take a look at the instructions, and anything with any kind of cleaning ability, you probably want to take to the specialized program at the landfill. And remember never to combine cleaning chemicals that you're not familiar with. Things such as bleach and ammonia, if you combine them, very, very dangerous. They create a toxic gas. So if you haven't read the label on a cleaning product just recently, well, maybe that's a good thing to do when you have just a moment, is to take a check out on the label of any cleaning supply that you have. Also related to cleaning, there I found some myths, some true false things, and thought those were kind of interesting. The first one, it relates to cleaning jeans. You know, there are some people who believe you should never wash your jeans. And as I recall back some time ago, I found that statement by a jean manufacturer, the personal, not the company, the person said, oh, he never washes his jeans. I don't know, is that good? Because pretty soon they'll just stand up and you can just jump into them, and they're easier to put on. Well, some people say if you're not going to wash them, they're still concerned about their carrying around bacteria. I guess it depends. Well, not much, but some jeans are exposed to more kinds of bacteria than others, but all of them eventually are. So the instructions from some people say, well, just freeze your jeans. And then I'm thinking also you want to put dirty jeans in your freezer, but that's what some people might tell you. Just freeze your favorite pair of jeans, and that will kill the bacteria. Is that true? Nope. The temperature in the freezer, which will be zero or perhaps a little below zero, maybe 20 below zero, still isn't cold enough to kill bacteria. It takes minus 80 degrees. So you might have to go to the North or South Pole to get that cold. So if you'd ever heard or you'd ever been tempted to put your jeans in the freezer to kill the bacteria, yeah, don't do that. You just need to wash them. What about this one? Hand washing your dishes is more water efficient. Is that true or false? Well, it might seem more eco-friendly to not use your dishwasher, but you actually use more water when you're rinsing and washing your dishes by hand. The average full-size dishwasher uses only 5 gallons of water. So again, I think about single people who don't have many dishes, and it would take a whole week to fill up the dishwasher. And you might need to think about whether the dishwasher then is the most efficient way to take care of those dishes. But for most people, if you ordinarily would run your dishwasher every day, just do that. Put them in the dishwasher. Here's another one. More detergent equals cleaner clothes. The dirtier they are, just pour in more detergent. Well, that's also false. Too much detergent increases the amount of suds, creating so many suds that they won't rinse away, leading to an increase in bacteria. And also, it decreases the cleaning power of that detergent. So again, if you haven't looked at the label lately, and you know that could change from detergent to detergent if you're trying something new, check out what it says related to the amount of detergent to use. Here's another one. Silver polish is needed to remove tarnish. Well, I'm guessing not many of us have much of that kind of silver around. But you don't need it. Line a deep glass container with a layer of aluminum foil. Place the silverware on the foil and cover it with baking soda. Pour boiling water on top and the tarnish will disappear. Well, more than you maybe wanted to know about cleaning, but there it is. And until next time, here's a thought. Where there's a will, there are relatives.